Russia, go home now.
Let me turn this off and I try to remember what else. Okay, I've just looked into some of my notes and I remember now something more. And that kind of yard that I just mentioned has sand, but it's kind of wobbling sand. It's not flat and stable like the sand on our beach. It's wobbling. I don't know why it's wobbling. I don't have time to research into that. Besides, it's not that important. As long as it can contain the karma, then I'm happy already. Oh, God. I have to turn on the light to see some more because I talk in darkness. I have more concentration without light and without seeing anything around me. Recently, it has been like that. I don't talk with a big light or camera is in front of me with a cameraman and all that like before. I have to concentrate deeply, more profoundly than many other public talks. So if I want to read a little bit of my note, then I have to turn the flashlight on and then turn it off quickly. It's not simple, yeah? After the karma is all removed, the karma world would collapse. Or to quote precisely the words of His Majesty, the King of Karma, the karma world is killed. Meaning no more world will be created with all that kind of karma that humans have made all this time. Meaning that no karma world will be in existence due to that energy of the huge, huge, huge karma of humankind. So the karma king, of course, would have no job and would complain. Like, for example, this cannot be allowed like that. How can you remove karma? It's removed in secret, but after it's all gone, he will know. And, of course, the master has to tell him that this is not fair to put all that world karma on a master because the master didn't do anything wrong, just tried to help the children of God. And that's what God wants, the children to be good, to be helped, to be free. So according to the karmic law, this is not fair, not just, that the master has to be punished alone and even then cannot clean all the world karma. So for that, I told the karma king that either he has to ask God for another job or he will find a job for him or he just follows me and goes to the new realm with me and relaxes, enjoys privilege, pleasure, happiness and bliss, instead of day in, day out, having to look at those ugly documents of humans' wickedness and suffering and animal people, torture and all that, and write it all down. That's no good, is it? So he agreed. That's one thing. So he will follow the teaching of the master and will go to the new realm and enjoy the relaxed, beautiful time instead of dealing with all this ugly stuff from humans and other things that are so ugly, so gruesome, so cruel, so... you know it, I have no words now. So terrible, terrible. And, of course, humans who stay on the planet without karma temporarily, everything is on hold, will not be punished, and whatever exists will continue. But the demons and the devils who have no souls anyway, who were born and lived by the bad karmic energy of humans and maybe some animals, or just humans actually, animal people, they're just doing their job, even though it doesn't look good for the animal people, their job they're doing. But they're helping the planet to be rid of disease or negative zombies in the sea or in the mountains or in the earth, for example. So only human beings doing things consciously, purposely, that create such bad, terrifying energy to give birth to demons and devils. Thus, these have to also be removed to some other uninhabited planet with no other beings there, similar to the yard that I mentioned before. And they have to stay there until they move into some kind of a hellish world, or and until they perish automatically with time, until the time comes when no more bad energies fit them, fit their existence. Oh, this speech is difficult. I keep stumbling with words. I feel it's difficult to talk. You know, it's difficult for words to come out, not smoothly. So now you know what it's like. You know, it's a lot of work. It's not all that easy. Okay? But it is doable, thanks God. Due to God's grace, it's doable. Now you ask me, what is the catch? The catch is that, at the moment, you know, the percentage of human vegans is not enough. Maybe at the moment only 30% are vegan. Vegetarians are not much help because they're still linked with the animal people through their milk or their eggs, or even eat fish people and call that vegetarian. So they are not pure enough to make some bricks to build this project of salvation. So vegans are the ones that can save the planet. After all the hurdles have been removed, the karma has been removed, for example, like that, and with the agreement of His Majesty, the King of Karma. Oh, by the way, the King of Karma is also reincarnated on Earth, just like any other human. You see?
Yes.
What else? No. Okay. Fine. A person who incarnates on Earth, any person, mostly, if they are human, they have a soul, they have some job to do. I don't mean a physical job. I mean, apart from a physical job, they have another duty. Just like, for example, the Buddha or Jesus Christ, they were born as humans, but they are not human. But even then, when they were human, they had to do their duty for some period of time or all their life. It depends. Like Kabir, Saint Kabir, he had been working as a weaver, you know, all his life, yeah? And had a wife even. But the wife was also a saint, an absolutely obedient disciple. I told you many stories about how obedient she was, okay? So we don't waste a lot of time here. And Buddha was a prince, you know, right? And had a wife, had 500 concubines, and a son even. But then, that's not his only job. Later, he relinquished that position as a future king and became a wandering monk. You know the story, so I also won't repeat it. Just for example, the Buddha was born as a human, but he is a Buddha. Jesus Christ was born, looked like a human form, but he is the Son of God, the only Son of God. So the king of karma also is born on this planet in order to really connect with humankind, in order to know what they do more precisely than if he just stayed in the karma world and just looked through invisible instruments. It's more precise, more accurate, more effective. If any saints and sages or any dutiful diva want to do their duty well, then they have to be reborn also on the planet as a human. And that's why many scriptures and good religions always mention that you have to find the living master, because electricity in the air has no use to you, to your appliances in the house, if you don't have a cable and a socket to plug your instruments into to take electricity for it to work. Okay? Just the physical world is like that. In the heavenly world, it's not like that. It's different. You don't need physical instruments, but you still need masters, even though they're not in the physical like the humans. But you still need masters to teach you more, to bring you up to higher worlds, etc., and bless you more if you're not already in their world or in a higher heaven. Yeah. Not just anyone who attains the fifth level or fourth level can be a master. It has to also be decided, assigned by God Almighty through the ultimate master. Okay? In the physical world, the ultimate master also incarnates as a human and then decides, blesses whom to be his or her disciples, and then teaches them and elevates them to a higher dimension. And in the higher world, the ultimate master also manifests in different levels in order to teach other beings. But there are also other saints and sages and other kings of different worlds helping, Buddhas of different planes also helping. If you are already in a higher dimension, just like in the world, you have different teachers for kindergarten, for primary school, for high school, for college, for universities, etc. Where am I? Forgot. What is it then? I turn off this recording and I have to remember or read my notes. Okay, I'm back now. I just remembered. This karma is very huge, very huge, very huge. So it's not like you say, okay, I'm going to remove the karma and it's done. It's not like that. It takes, it could be years, slowly, secretly. But the thing is, you can't do that by earth time. You have to do that by heaven time. It's quicker. Just like 1 year, it becomes like 1 second. Or 10 years becomes 1 second. Similar like that. It could be more, okay? I'm just saying some numbers so that you can grasp the difference. And do that by the heavenly method, and with the soul and the power of the ultimate master, which is manifested on earth, with the help of the ultimate master in high heaven. Speaking with the ultimate master's own word is yonder, in word yonder. That's what he said to me. And above all, of course, by the grace and mercy of the Most High Almighty God. It takes a lot of organizing, arranging, and negotiating. If it could be done, okay? Like that.